Aren't you even listening?
I knew it was wrong when I wrote it. I knew it was the wrong way round.
What?
Oh, yes. Be a king. It's a good job. It seems there's a lot of competition at any rate. I'm very happy for you. Once you're a king, you can do anything you want.
Tom John looked at the faces of the Lancre worthies around the table. They had a keen, calculating look, like the audience at a fat stock show. They were weighing him up. It crept upon him, in a cold and clammy way, that once he was king, he could do anything he wanted, provided that what he wanted to do was be king.
You could build up your own theatre,
said Howell, his eyes lighting up for a moment.
With as many trapdoors as you wanted, and magnificent costumes. You could act in a new play every night. I mean, it would make the disc look like a shed.
Would you come and see me? Said Tom John, sagging in his seat.
Everyone.
What? Every night?
You could order them to,
said Howell, without looking up. I knew he was going to say that, Tom John thought. He can't really mean it, he added charitably. He's got his play. He doesn't really exist in this world, not right now at the moment. He took off the crown and turned it over and over in his hands. There wasn't much metal in it, but it felt heavy. He wondered how heavy it would get if he wore it all the time. At the head of the table was an empty chair containing, he had been assured, the ghost of his real father. It would have been nice to report that he had experienced anything more, when being introduced to it, than an icy sensation and a buzzing in the ears.
I suppose I could help Father pay off the disc, he said.
That would be nice, yes, said Howell.
He spun the crown in his fingers and listened glumly to the talk flowing back and forth over his head.
15 years, said the Mayor of Lancre. We had to, said Granny Weatherwax. I thought the baker was a bit early last week. No, no, said the witch impatiently. It doesn't work like that. No one's lost anything. According to my figuring, said the man who doubled as Lancre's beadle, town clerk and gravedigger, we've all lost 15 years.
No, we've all gained them, said the mayor. Stands to reason. Times like this sort of wiggly road, see? But we took a short cut across the fields.
Not at all,
said the clerk, sliding a sheet of paper across the table.
Look here.
Tom John let the waters of debate close over him again. Everyone wanted him to be king. No one thought twice about what he wanted. His views didn't count. Yes, that was it. No one wanted him to be king. Not precisely him. He just happened to be convenient. Gold does not tarnish, at least physically. But Tom John felt that the thin band of metal in his hand had an unpleasant depth to its lustre. It had sat on too many troubled heads. If you held it to your ear, you could hear the screams. He became aware of someone else looking at him, their gaze playing across his face like a blow lamp on a lolly. He looked up. It was the third witch. The youngest one, with the intense expression and the hedgerow hairstyle, sitting next to Old Fool, as though she owned a controlling interest. It wasn't his face she was examining, it was his features. Her eyeballs were tracking him from nape to nose like a pair of calipers. He gave her a little brave smile, which she ignored. Just like everyone else, he thought. Only the fool noticed him, and returned the smile with an apologetic grin and a tiny conspiratorial wave of the fingers that said, "What are we doing here, two sensible people like us?" The woman was looking at him again, turning her head this way.